Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right.
Screw you.
Yes, exactly.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
Now you have to marry your mother-in-law.
The month of Maine.
By the dawn's early light.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday, noon 30. That means it's time for Kiefer Madness. We got Wiggy sitting in with us today as well. We go down to Alabama for this story. Yeah, I know.
This sounds like it's going to be very interesting.
It feels like a Florida story, full disclosure, but it is Alabama. So
well, that's close enough.
Not too far away. And it involves an animal, which I feel like is always good.
Of course it does.
Always good.
Roadkill?
Nope. Oh. No, it's not.
Brad, it is a story that everybody is talking about right now. Limestone County deputies are looking for this man, Mickey Polk, who says that he held a squirrel captive and used it as an attack squirrel.
The classic attack squirrel.
Yeah,
attack squirrel.
Them squirrels, though, I'll tell you, man, they can be dangerous.
They are. They're nasty. They got claws on them. They got teeth. They'll get after you.
Is it a flying squirrel?
No, this one does not have wings.
That would be even better.
It did not have wings, but he's an attack squirrel, which I didn't realize was a thing, but it is.
For this man, Mickey Polk, who says that he held a squirrel captive and used it as an attack squirrel. They say he was feeding it meth to keep it aggressive.
It's a real problem.
What's the dosage?
No, it's
what's the proper dosage?
Luckily, Dale, just a small amount. Just a small amount for the little
guy. It depends on how strung out the squirrel gets.
Yeah,
but at that point, you know.
I know.
Attack squirrel on meth?
Yeah, you keep him frisky if you have him all hopped up on meth.
Oh, boy.
As an attack squirrel, they say he was feeding it meth to keep it aggressive. WAFF 48's Jenna Ray has been digging for details on this story all day.
Is that supposed to be a pun there?
I don't get it. Digging
for details.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a bad pun.
Yeah, it's not a very good one.
Squirrels don't really dig.
No, they don't. They kind of climb trees. They eat bird.
If she would have said she's been climbing for reports all day.
Yeah, that would have made a lot more sense.
Wiggy, look at you. That's that Boston influence.
That's good.
Jenna Polk is facing multiple charges tonight.
Ooh, good wiper. We got to add that to our collection, Rafi. That's a good one. That's really good.
It's two sounds.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
All right.
That's their sweeper from person to person.
Liz, Limestone County deputies have several warrants out for Mickey Polk, including possession of a firearm, controlled substance, and paraphernalia.
Oh, yeah.
Well, paraphernalia?
Yeah, they got him on paraphernalia.
No.
Deal. They got
I mean, if the gun doesn't work, the attack squirrel will.
That's why you have it. That's a good
I think it's the other way around. If the attack squirrel doesn't work,
I don't know,
the gun will. But
a gun can get pretty loud. You can leave a lot of evidence behind.
So do attack squirrels.
Attack squirrels are
popped up on meth.
But attack squirrels,
methed out attack squirrels?
Very hard to find an attack squirrel. You can easily find the gun.
You can only train them.
That's a good point.
Deputies also say they were tipped off about a squirrel in his home that was on meth.
They call him the tip line. Yeah, this guy, he's got a squirrel in his house. They're like, yeah, it's weird, but it's not a crime. Like,
well,
he's feeding him meth, though.
The question is, how many teeth does a squirrel have? Because usually when you get on meth, you generally lose your teeth.
Two, three, and then you're not nearly as vicious.
I mean, how vicious are you, a toothless squirrel?
They just never sleep, though. You know, you just nonstop.
Polk refers to it as an attack squirrel. And when deputies got there, they say the squirrel wanted more than just nuts.
Huh?
Yeah, I wanted more than just nuts.
Wanted more than nuts. Well, he's doing his job then.
Yeah, at this point he doesn't have a taste for
wanted
nuts.
Wanted a nice meal first.
Yes. Well, no, really, just more. You know, meth. Oh. Is probably more is what he was looking for at that point. Nuts. You're not going to be like, hey, have a couple of peanuts here, squirrel. At that point, no. Once he's had a little bit of meth, I think that's all bets are off.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Who wants a nut after you've had a couple blows of meth?
Squirrel wanted more than just nuts. The situation is being described as out of the ordinary and never seen before.
How would you describe the situation? That's kind of out of the ordinary, if you think about it.
So no one's ever thought about getting an attack squirrel?
I guess not. Well, I think the added detail of feeding it meth.
I grew up in Maine. It never came up.
Now, people
God's
do
sense.
Have pet squirrels, which I find odd. And you're just really holding them hostage.
Well, I don't understand. What's the big deal? So what he wants to... I mean, they're attack dogs. There are other attack animals. Why can't you have an attack squirrel?
Yeah, but there's a cruelty element here if you're going to feed it methamphetamine.
Well, I mean, that's not true.
There
are a lot of people that are on meth that like meth. How do we know the squirrel does not?
I know, but they would also like to get off of it, I think.
Well.
Ideally. And that was their choice.
Do we know if the squirrel wants off meth?
I think he might. He is, for lack of a better word, a little squirrely.
I don't think we know anything about the squirrel. I mean,
no,
he hasn't checked in lately.
No, well, maybe we'll find out more.
When deputies arrived to Polk's house Monday, they found a very protective, aggressive wild animal. Now deputies know about the attack squirrel before they served the warrants Monday. However, they truly didn't know what was in store for them. Now, according to the deputies, it's illegal to have a native wild animal as a pet. Consequences could include exposure to dangerous diseases and liability if the animal comes in contact with other people.
So there you go. You shouldn't even have this.
So you're not even allowed to have them.
Forget the meth part.
So you can't even have a squirrel as a pet.
No, you really shouldn't.
You're not. Well, at least in Alabama, you're not allowed to. I don't know about here.
They're wild creatures. Well, let them outside.
Are they wild?
If you love them, let them go.
We have bunnies outside. I always want to take a bunny inside. Well, look at this guy. I want to bring him in.
Now we find out it's against the law.
I know I don't, but it's always a thought of mine just to have a couple of bunnies.
I think if you go to a...
We also have a woodchuck out by
the shed. You don't want that in the house.
That guy's trouble.
If you go to like one of them pet stores, you can probably buy a bunny because it's not outside.
I could. I could get
a domesticated bunny.
But I want a wild bunny. Just let him run around the house with his little tail.
You could get wild cats.
I could get wild cats.
Street cats. There's a lot of them in East
Boston. That's how Rossi stole a street cat. That's what he's got now.
I didn't steal a street. I saved
you
it.
I saved it.
This thing lost its freedom.
The cat was allowed to leave if he wanted.
Yeah.
The door is open. Right. I leave it open sometimes just to see what he's going to do.
This cat has Stockholm Syndrome. He's not going anywhere now.
He loves us.
Yeah, okay, sure.
These are asking you to be on the lookout for Mickey Polk. They tell me he's not dangerous.
Yeah, this guy's on the run, by the way. So, this guy's wanted for everything. The guy who owns the squirrel is at large. So if you guys have any updates on that, please
I'm guessing
pass
the meth part might have more to do with him being on the run than the squirrel part.
He has a lot of side warrants out for his arrest as well. Remember the paraphernalia? Don't forget the paraphernalia.
We just found out Chime just Googled it.
Yeah, give it a Google.
You can have a pet squirrel in Massachusetts.
Oh, I don't like that.
There you go.
I don't like that though.
However, he has been on the run from law enforcement before.
Here we go. Now we're going to talk. Now we're going to talk to a police officer. No, we're not going to talk to him. We're going to talk to the squirrel.
No, I want to hear what he's been on the run for before. Yeah.
The entirety of the context of the way this happened and the information that we had is so out of the ordinary. You know, it's kind of incredulous when you first see it. You know, you're like, somebody's got a squirrel, supposedly that's an attack squirrel, and supposedly he's feeding it meth to keep it aggressive. That is that's something in 18 years of law enforcement I've never seen. And it's highly unusual.
Yeah, these are just the facts. Like, we already know all this stuff, but he wanted to share.
I didn't know meth made you aggressive, though.
I think if you're a squirrel.
Oh, okay.
Specifically.
It depends on the dosage.
Yeah, I think specifically if you're a squirrel.
There's a certain amount you could give him and he'd just chill.
I think it does.
Yeah, most meth heads I've seen just
they're not aggressive.
Lay on the ground.
It should be bath salts. That's what you got to do. That turns people into zombies.
Well, that one guy in Florida.
Chandler Jones had.
At least one guy.
Whatever that was.
Oh, that was synthetic weed.
Yeah, don't be giving that to the squirrel.
Some LSD or something.
No, yeah.
If you want to keep up with the so-called attack squirrel, be sure to follow it on Twitter at attacksquirrel2.
That was a real report from this lady.
So the attack squirrel has his own Twitter account?
The attack squirrel is on Twitter.
I think the attack squirrel actually has a name, though. And it's not Attack Squirrel 2.
It's Attack Squirrel 2.
No, that's the Twitter handle.
That's
what is the name of the Attack Squirrel?
Do you want to know?
Of course. Like Cujo?
D's nuts.
D's nuts. Dill.
It is. I'm telling you. I read
it. What's the matter with you?
That's not very like.
What's the matter with you? We're trying to have a mature segment
We're trying to have a mature segment. As an attack squirrel,
that's not very intimidating. Like, here's my attack squirrel. D's nuts. It's like, no one's really going to be intimidated.
No, not really. No. Ross, you efforting some of the.
If you would have said like Brutus or like, you know.
Nope.
You know. Be sure to follow it on Twitter at AttackSquirrel2.
How could she say that with a straight face? This is the news.
I would be laughing this so hard by then. This is the news.
They're like, hey, make sure you plug this off-brand Twitter account.
Why? We're doing this story with a straight face. I mean.
No, we are. Right. But we're professionals.
Right, that is true.
Rossi, give me some of the latest from Attack Squirrel 2 on Twitter.
I have the Attack Squirrel 2 Twitter.
Oh, yeah. What do you got? What do you got? Anything good?
He's nuts.
There's a picture of a squirrel in a toilet. It says, not funny. Get me out. This is not a hot tub.
See, you like the account. Yeah,
you'd think you'd have pictures of them at the gun range or like in Taekwondo.
Why would they promote that on the air?
Best one is fight breaks out at Piggly Wiggly's, leads to arrest. Y'all should have had a hashtag attack squirrel.
Oh, my God. How many followers does it have?
234.
And they're promoting this on the news? I don't get it.
Be sure to follow it on Twitter at Attack Squirrel 2.
The Twitter bio for Attack Squirrel 2 says, yeah. I'm a meth-powered offensive weapon for hire now that I'm out.
Well, this guy's in the wrong field because think about it. That's pretty impressive to train a squirrel to be an attack squirrel.
It is impressive.
He's definitely in the wrong field. He should be like working with animals or something. Exactly.
He is.
One of my Twitter followers wants to know if the meth would ruin his teeth, rendering him an ineffective attack squirrel.
Yeah, he might. Well, the claws are still very good.
Yeah, there you go.
Deputies say Polk could be facing charges with Game and Fish for keeping a wild animal as a pet. They also say there was no way to test the squirrel for meth.
Well, then how
do you know? I don't know.
And they released it into the wild on Monday.
Do you want to let off a squirrel who's addicted to meth back into the wild?
I would.
Asking little D's nuts to go pee in a cup for you.
How do you check?
Can you imagine somebody walking into like Boston Medical who's strung out on meth and then you go, hey,
listen,
we can't do nothing for you here. You got to go back into the wild. No. Get back to the corner, Molina Cass and Mass Ave.
It's not right.
Liz. Wild story. I got a follow-up question. If Polk is found, could they also charge him with animal cruelty?
Oh.
So I did reach out to Fish and Wildlife today, and they did not get back to me. Oh. However, Limestone County deputies say that it would be their responsibility to charge them for it. So we're just going to have to see what happens. My gosh, you're not kidding. Amazing story. Yeah. Keep up with it. Thank you.
I love that. What kind of Ricky Dink is? They're plugging this ridiculous Twitter account. And then she's like, yeah, I reached out to Fish and Game. They didn't get back to me.
They're like,
they don't care.
We're not talking about the attack squirrel.
Send them back out in the wild. It's almost squirrel hunt season anyways.
There you go, Dale. There's the so keep your eyes out. The attack squirrel is free, but so is his owner. They have not been able to find him anywhere.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number.
Maybe they'll let him back in the wild when they find him.
We will talk about the NCAA, my least favorite organization on earth, behind even the International Olympic Committee and FIFA, and the threats that the NCAA is now making. It's coming up next, Sports Radio WEEI.
They say he was feeding it meth to keep it aggressive. The squirrel wanted more than just nuts. If you want to keep up with the so-called attack squirrel, be sure to follow it on Twitter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.